It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm PGA Hansen, your host. The Tuolumne Utilities District and PG&E have been in negotiations for quite some time regarding infrastructure that PG&E is willing to potentially part with, things like Pinecrest and Lyons Reservoirs, for example. We're going to hear an update on this weekend's Motherlode Views with the Tuolumne Utilities District General Manager, Don Perkins. Don, it's great to have you back on.
Thank you, PGA. It's nice to be with you again.
So how long have you been with TUD now?
Just a little over 22 years now. Yeah, 22 years.
So what are the types of things you have done with the district over the years?
Well, I came in the very beginning of 2000 as a water treatment plant operator. I came from what's now known as Twain Hart CSD before that. So
okay.
In total, I have 30 years of experience in water resource management.
So let's kind of set the table first with the status quo. Where does TUD currently get its water from?
Good question. It's important to know this. Our water starts out up high in the mountains in what we know as the South Fork of the Stanislaus River, the Stanislaus River watershed, about 9,000 feet in elevation. You know, we hope that precipitation falls in the form of rain and snow, hopefully, mostly. From there, the water drains into either Pinecrest or Lyons Reservoir. From Lyons, it goes through 16 miles of PG&E-owned main canal, flumes, and ditches. From there, PG&E sends some of that water to the Phoenix powerhouse, where they generate electricity and send it to the grid. In addition to that, you know, TUD takes delivery of that water of one of 11 surface water treatment plants, where we produce the water. Purify it. We send it to one or more of 66 water tanks where it's there ready to be used whenever you're ready to take a shower, wash your car, put out a fire, what have you.
So what is the type of infrastructure that TUD owns as opposed to what PG&E currently owns?
Well, like I mentioned there, what PG&E owns and then we hope to acquire are Pinecrest, including the dam, Lyons Reservoir, including the dam, the 16 miles of the main canal, and and the Phoenix powerhouse.
So what do you see as kind of the main benefit for customers?
Yeah, thank you. So there's several benefits here, BJ. First, you know, if you've heard the term first in time, first in right, besides the physical assets that PG&E owns, they also own valuable water rights, five of them, right? One of them is an 1861 water right, direct diversion out of the river. That is the most senior water right on the Stanislaus River. That's an important aspect to understand and know how valuable that will be to this county forever. So that's one. Secondly, under, you know, local control. If TUD were successful in acquiring these assets and those water rights from PG&E, we'll have all of that under local control, right? So the community that we answer to will be able to guide this district in the direction it wants to go. So some other entity, outside entity, wouldn't be able to manage the system in a way that is inconsistent with Tuolumne County's values.
Okay.
There's additionally, you know, there's flexibility. TUD will manage the FERC licensed hydro facility while balancing a variety of other uses for the water, such as environmental and cultural resources, recreation, and things of that nature. And then finally, I suppose, and not last, but you know, you can see again, once again, here in California, we're in the midst of another historic drought. Those days are not going to go away from us. We're going to be living with droughts off and on for forever, probably. And we're also, once again, in a fire danger situation. You know, in 2019, Tuolumne County was listed as the number one county at risk of fire. We feel by having local control of these water resources will help mitigate against those risks.
And then one of those big questions, how much will it cost to acquire these water rights and system assets?
Yeah, good question. So the district has spent well over 2 years carefully analyzing this question. You know, there's a lot that goes with operating and maintaining two high-risk dams, Pinecrest and Lyons, the Tuolumne Main Canal, and a hydro facility. There's a lot that goes with there. We feel like we've done our due diligence, turned over every stone, looked around every corner, looked at the horizon, and that we now know that this is going to be about a $4.5 million per year investment through 2027.
Okay. And how much would it, you know, impact customers' bills? Do we know what it would increase?
Yes, BJ, we do. We've run this analysis now, and I'll break it down, you know, like this. Annually, on the average customer, to an additional $200. If you break that down, you know, bi-monthly, an additional $33 or $17 per month.
You know, what has kind of led up to this happening now? What is it that, why is this happening now as opposed to earlier or later?
Well, I don't know why earlier or not later, but I can just tell you that, you know, several years ago, 7, 8, 10 years ago, PG&E made a management decision. They were going to divest themselves of some of these underperforming assets, such as the Phoenix Project. So 5+ years ago, they came to TUD. They felt like TUD was the natural owner. If it's not going to be PG&E, it felt like it, you know, Tuolumne County and TUD were the natural owners. So we've been in negotiations with them ever since. And it there's an awful lot that needs to go be understood about taking on all of these assets. So that's why now. And I'm just thankful we're here. We're doing our due diligence. We're working close with PG&E. This will take some time, but we're getting real close.
I want to go back to that figure. You said $4.5 million. For clarification, is that like a purchase price, or is that how much it takes to, you know, acquire it and also maintain it?
This is what it's going to take to acquire it and maintain, operate and maintain the system.
Okay. And it was like $4.5 million, like an annually type thing, or?
Yeah, it's an annual O&M budget for 5 years until 2027.
Okay. Are you able to say if there's like a set amount that you have to pay PG&E up front for the infrastructure?
I can't disclose any of that kind of information.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, I appreciate coming on and giving us kind of an update here as we're talking here about the latest when it comes to TUD and PG&E and the potential to acquire some infrastructure. As you mentioned, Pinecrest Reservoir and Lyons Reservoir. We're talking with Don Perkins, who is the general manager of the Tuolumne Utilities District. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll continue our second segment in just a minute.